Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the FWWC tonight. Sit back, relax, and let us take you on a fantastic ride. Ladies and gentlemen, the FWWC tonight starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Enjoy the ride.
Good evening, FWWC. This is your hostess for the FWWC tonight, Hardcore Sis. And at the current time, my co-host, the host of our show here, is not available. So we're going to move along for just a few minutes here, and we're going to see what else we can get into. But first, let's take a moment to say thank you to our sponsors, the Rap Talk Podcast with Joe and Renee, Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. This week, our guest at 7:30 is going to be Jim Roberts of the Proving Ground Pro. Be sure to catch that interview. It's going to be a great one. Also, at 8:30, Mike Black of the Atlantic Terror Championship, he's going to be there. And as always, at 8 o'clock, they are going to have 20 minutes of the FWWC. So FWWC, y'all make sure you're calling in and you're letting Joe and Renee know you're listening. Always make sure you're listening to the podcast. Share it with your family, your friends, and all your wrestling fans. Now, also, keep in mind that Joe and Renee are going to be celebrating their 200th episode coming very, very soon. And there's going to be some huge guests that are going to be expected at that big milestone for their podcast. So please be listening. And again, that's Joe and Renee, Wrestle Talk Podcast, 7 p.m. Central every Thursday night. And we love them here at the Wrestle Talk WWC Tonight Podcast, because if it weren't for them, we wouldn't be here. So thanks to Joe and Renee, and we are looking forward to that 200th episode. Now, I would like to say, you know, that my co-host being absent tonight, for a while at least, I'm sure he's on his way. Marcus, if you're hearing me, I'm looking forward to you getting here soon. So we're going to go right on into a couple of matches. Let's start with one of our Red Brand matches that we had on Monday night. And that match, of course, let's just go on and get this one out the way. It was the ladies' match between myself and the Enchantress. Enchantress and I tied in that match. And as always, the Enchantress and I, we always put each other to the test. We always take each other to our limits. And I actually do enjoy wrestling with the Enchantress. She brings out the best in Hardcore, and I think sometimes I bring out maybe not quite the best, but sometimes the meanest in her. But it's all good. So Enchantress, we tied in that match, and I'm sure we will see each other again soon. We've wrestled several times, and right now it seems like the majority of all of our matches we seem to tie. So that's looking good. But let's also see if we can talk about a blue team match real quick. There was the contract match between Corbin Slater and Massacre, and Massacre wound up winning that match, which means now that Massacre has returned to the FWWC, and he is going on the free agency pool, which is always a good thing. We also have some callers on the line. However, I think Nightmare Jones, are you around? I thought you might be joining me for a little while tonight.
Oh, of course, sis, I thought that you would never ask. How is everything going with Hardcore Sis tonight? That's wonderful.
You know, it's going pretty good. It's going great. And I want to thank you for filling in for the next few minutes for, you know, Marcus until he arrives. And I also want to thank you and let the FWWC know that you'll be filling in for me next week. I will be taking care of some personal business and will not be here on the FWWC Tonight podcast. So thank you as well, Nightmare, for filling in for me next week in advance, of course.
Hey, it's no problem whatsoever. Anytime, I'm always willing to help out the FWWC Tonight. So, anytime.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I was just speaking of, you know, Joan Renee and the podcast, Wrestle Talk Podcast, 200th episode is coming up. You know.
Yes.
Can you give us just a little hint of what to expect?
Oh, man, you're just going to have to watch and see what happens. You know, the 200th episode, it's going to be a huge episode. We have some big names that we are lining up for this show. I mean, we are going all out for this episode. You know, you only get the episode 200 once. So, you know, this is a milestone for the Wrestle Talk podcast. Let me tell you.
That is totally awesome. Now, I know it's been 200 episodes, but how long have you guys been on the air? Give us just a little history of, you know, the Wrestle Talk.
How long have I? Well, Wrestle Talk, if I'm not mistaken, the Wrestle Talk podcast, I started it in like 2016. So it's been quite a few years, and it's just been growing more and more and more as time goes by, and now we're on episode 200, so we're close to 200, I should say.
Wow, that is just awesome. It really is. And, of course, you know, not to put down any of your previous hosts, but, you know, since Renee joined you, it's just taken off. It's just gone, you know,
mm-hmm.
viral, so to speak, on the internet kind of language. It's gone viral. And, you know, you guys are definitely entertaining and you get along great. And, you know, I love listening to the podcast and I try to listen as often as I can, you know, and of course you guys sponsor us. So we thank you all for that. Now I know Renee is not your first co-host. Who was your first co-host?
Oh my goodness. The first co-host was a guy who I've known for quite a few years. His name was Josh. Everybody knew him as JB. And he was the first co-host of the Wrestle Talk podcast. We started doing the Wrestle Talk on YouTube. And we would shoot YouTube videos for it. And then we would upload the videos. And then I moved from, we had a little bit of a falling out. And then I moved from him to Rick Rose. And I went from Rick Rose to Renee. It was a great, it was a good choice.
Oh, definitely. You and Renee are a great match, and it, you know, mm-hmm. it's awesome. Now, do any of your previous co-hosts thinking about coming back to the 200th episode just to say hi, or are you just moving on?
I have no idea. I can, JV may end up calling in. Rick, he's kind of busy, so I'm sure that he won't be calling in. Now, since as much as I like talking about the Wrestle Talk podcast, tonight's not about the Wrestle Talk podcast. Tonight's about the FWWC Tonight. So why don't we get into a couple matches?
Awesome. You know, I was just talking a moment ago about the match, the ladies' match between me and Enchantress, and of course we tied.
Uh-huh.
And you know, we seem to be, most of the matches she and I have had seem to tie. you know, more so than wins or losses for either one of us. So I was just talking about that. You know, I also mentioned that the Corbin Slater match with Massacre happened.
Yes.
Monday night, and Massacre is back to being a free agent here in the FWWC. Now, you know, we do have a pick'em coming up soon. You know, a
yes.
pick'em, and you yourself might be picking up Massacre or might be looking at him.
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious. Whoever gets the first pick is probably going to be picking up Massacre. So whether it's myself, whether it's the red brand or the blue brand, whoever gets that first pick, they're going to be picking up Massacre. And, you know, it's Massacre on any brand is good news. So I'm really, really hoping that the red brand gets the first pick so that we can pick up Massacre. I think that he would be a great, great asset to the red brand. You know, we've had a couple of people that have stepped away, and so, you know, we got a bunch of slots that we need to fill up in the red brand, as you well know.
Yes, I definitely know that. And it would be, you know, awesome to have Massacre on our team. That would be awesome. So, you know, rooting for the red team, of course. But, you know, let's move on just a little bit if we could. You know, I believe that we have a caller on the line that I'd like to bring on. But before we bring him on, you know, there was some controversy Monday night with Big D,
yeah.
the Paisan. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, what exactly happened with that?
You know, it was basically what you would call a miscommunication. You know, some things were said, and you know, people were you know, they were reprimanded for it, and they didn't like it, and you know, it's just it was a big misunderstanding. But have no fear. Everything has been worked out, and Big T is back on the red brand. So have no fear. Big T is still with us in the FWWC. He's not going anywhere.
Well, that's great. And I understand we have him on the line. So maybe we could get his side of what happened. You know, Big T, are you there?
I'm here.
What's up, Big T?
What is up, brother? How you doing tonight?
We're doing good. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm good. I'm glad we worked everything out. You know, it was a huge misunderstanding.
Absolutely. See, that is what we do in the... Sorry, sis, go right ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you know, and you were, you know, kind of alluding to it, you know, we work things out here in the FWWC because we are a family. You know, I mean,
absolutely.
I know La Familia considers himself a big family, and they are, but any member pretty much of the FWWC is all family. We're all family here. And it's great, Big T, to have you back, and it's a good thing that, you know, you didn't stay gone long.
Listen, I told Jones last night, I said, I knew in my heart I wasn't going nowhere. I just had to step away for a few hours.
Oh, that's great. I mean, I'm glad that, you know, you're back. And, you know, I hope that, you know, those couple of hours, a few hours that you were away, you got your head, you know, straight. And it's good that you're back. You know, you and me have always kind of been, you know, buds. So I'm glad to see you back, bud.
You know what, though? I do want to say one thing before I hop off here tonight. I guess there was a little commotion since I've been gone. Every time I'm out of the room, there's a certain gentleman in the red brand that decides he wants to talk. So tonight I'm going to say this. As soon as I head into Monday night and eliminate Douglas, James, and Tank, I'm making it known. I'm coming for Jack Hazard.
Wow. Now, when you say you're going for Jack Hazzard, do you just going to go for him, or you're going to go after that title to boot?
Oh no, I'm gonna shut him up and take his title, because he talks when I'm around, when I'm not around, and when I'm around, he don't say nothing because he knows better.
Wow. Okay, great. So, is there a clear message you want to send him at this time?
Yeah, there is a message. I'm coming for you, Hazzard, and you can't run. So keep that belt warm. It's obvious that Funky couldn't get the job done last night, so I got to get the job done.
Okay.
Speaking of Funky and Hazzard, as mentioned last night on the podcast, their match is going over to the Greatest Royal Rumble. So at the Greatest Royal Rumble, come hell or high water, we will have a winner of Funky Flex against Jack Hazzard.
And you know what? I'm going to tell everybody here, I have the most utmost respect for Funky Flex, because he did something for me my first night I'll never forget. But it's business.
Absolutely.
And he is your only loss right here right now so far, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, me and Jonesy had a – me and General Manager Jones had a brawl. I mean, that technically could have been a loss, because he gave it to me. He gave it to me. But, yes, Funky's the only one. Well, I take that back. Future.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, you're doing really well here in the FWWC, and I personally think there's going to be some big things for you here. You know, and aside from Jack Hazzard, what are your other plans here, you know, for T's future in the FWWC?
I'm just here to compete every day, do what I got to do, and headline UM5 next year.
Anyone
That's
particular
right.
you want to take on next year at UM5?
You know, I'm not going to put a name out there. I'll take on anybody. I don't care who it is. It could be you, hardcore sis. Anybody. You know what I mean? I'm here to work. Anybody. You know what? I take
wow.
that back. Give me one sec. You know what? I take that back for a second. I wish it would be El Mata, but you know, that's a 2-year plan.
Everybody wants to face El Mata. I mean,
I want a piece of El Mata.
There is a reason why I call El Mata the Undertaker of the FWWC, because he's the guy that everybody wants to face. If you want to face El Mata, get in line. And
okay,
the line's pretty long, let me tell you.
I got my ticket reserved.
Well, you know, I thought he was going to walk in there this year and just eliminate El Mata, but we see who got eliminated. It was not El Mata. So I think the odds are, fortunately for El Mata, they're in his favor, though. Good luck with that, though, there, Big T.
Absolutely, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Big T, is there any thoughts, any wonderful thoughts you'd like to leave the FWWC with before we have to let you go?
Yeah, everybody just keep working, keep dropping great dialogue, and keep making this product the best in the world.
Definitely, definitely. And FWWC is the greatest fantasy wrestling group around in existence anywhere.
Is. It definitely
and
is.
It has the greatest FWWC Tonight podcast too, so
absolutely.
Well, thanks for calling, Big T, and you have yourself a wonderful evening.
Hey, I'll see you guys soon.
Bye. All right.
Awesome. Well, so Nightmare, what do you think about that? Everybody does seem to want El Mata, don't they?
Well, like I said, El Mata is a entity of the FWWC. Like, to face El Mata is a very, very special thing, but not very many people recently have had the opportunity to face El Mata. You know, myself, the CEO, and this is just since I've been here myself, the CEO, Amazing, and Professor Quirpel. You know, that those were those four or five people are the only people since I've been here have been able to face El Mata, and I can count on one hand how many of them have defeated El Mata. So, yeah, you do the math.
Definitely. Well, let's move on to another match. You know, let's talk a little bit about the triple – well, it was supposed to be a triple threat match, you know, but because of Big T being you know, walking away for a little bit there or being put out for a little bit, whichever the case may have been. It wound up being just a double match between the Battle Cat and Damien?
Damien, yes.
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 And it seems like, you know, that match, Battle Cat and Damien were wrestling, and at some point, Damien just sort of walked away. Damien could not continue the match, and he left. And that actually set up a match tonight between Daniel Grimm and Damien. And if Damien didn't finish the match, he was to be fired.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that.
I mean, it basically it boils down to Damien had a match at the NXT TakeOver, and he wasn't able to do the match for some reason. And then last night, you know, in the middle of the match, he had to step away, so he wasn't able to do that match. And here in the FWWC, we kind of frowned upon that. And, you know, so we decided, you know, we were going to give him, I was going to give him one more chance to show, to prove himself. And bless his heart, the man showed up. He
Hi.
Did his job. He cut his promo. And I'm going to tell you right now, if Damien continues to do what he did tonight, I can assure you that eventually he will get picked up. But he's got to be consistent.
Definitely. Definitely needs to be consistent. That's one of the things here in the FWWC that is big. You know, I've heard the BOD say it. I've heard it said a million times. Activity is key. And when you are part of a match, you need to stay in that match and finish it till the end. Don't walk out in the middle of it. You know, how are you supposed to be taken seriously if you don't? And, you know, that brings me to another match that happened on the blue team, but it actually happened tonight. And that was a match for the number one contenders match between Katana and Big Papa Kirk. Now, Big Papa Kirk actually won that match. And Big Papa Kirk, you know, has become the number one contender, I believe, for the U.S. title, which is currently held by Future. You know, Future did win that match Monday night. So, but, you know, talking about activity being key and being consistent, you know, at UM4, Katana won the ladies' belt. Now, I just want to ask you personally. I know she is actually a blue team member, but, you know, if you had somebody on the red team that was kind of inconsistent like Katana can be, how would you feel about them having a title? How is that, you know, a good thing here in the FWWC?
I mean, myself, what I would do is, you know, I would do my best to make sure that, you know, they were holding that belt up to the standards that it's supposed to be. You know, I'd make sure that they were cutting promos and they were, you know, doing, you know, they were active and doing what they were supposed to be doing. And if they weren't able to be active and if they weren't able to, you know, to hold up to the standards of that championship, then, you know, we would maybe have to talk about, you know, them relinquishing the title or, you know, but hopefully it doesn't come to that, you know, what I'm trying to say.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think you're saying, you know, you hope that maybe having a title will be enough incentive to make them be more active and be do what they're supposed
Absolutely.
To do. And that's a great thing. And I'm like you, I hope that is the case. You know, I really do. But, you know, we'll get back to that later. But did you by chance happen to catch that match between Katana and Big Papa Kirk? I mean, I know Big Papa Kirk is, you know, La Familia's own Big Papa Kirk. He's a legend here in the FWWC. He's held that Legends title. He is a legend, and he showed
Absolutely.
Katana tonight why he is a legend and why he is Big Papa Kirk.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Big Papa Kirk is, you know, he like you said yourself, he is a legend. You know, he was the first ever Legends champion. You know, he's been a heavyweight champion. He's been a tag team champion. He's been, you know, you name it, Big Papa Kirk has done it. And, you know, I think that maybe Katana took him a little bit lightly when she faced him tonight. And, you know, Big Papa Kirk does what Big Papa Kirk does. And he won. Enough said.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, and he's a former partner of yours. So, I mean, you know, the kind of competitor that Big Papa Kirk can be.
Absolutely. Big Papa Kirk is a very, very big competitor, and when he's on his game, Big Papa Kirk is unstoppable, and you can ask anybody in the FWWC that, and they would tell you the exact same thing.
Definitely. You know, having said that, and now that we have discussed that Blue Brand match, let me just say that I believe we do have another caller on the line, and I believe we have Katana on the line. Maybe she'd like to come in and talk with us a bit.
Hello, Katana.
Katana, are you with
me? Hello. First off, Hardcore Fish. Whenever I won that championship, I had to clean the belt. I had to wash off that crumb, the nasty that Enchantress put all over it. So I had to polish it. And it took a while, but you will be seeing a promo with me holding that belt up high.
I certainly hope so, you know, because I got to tell you, Katana, as one woman competitor to another, you know, you might say whatever you can bad about Enchantress, but she's had that belt for quite a while, and you weren't able to take it from her up until now. So, you know, come on, girl. You know, you've got the ladies' title. Let's make it prestigious. Let's keep it going, and let's do what we're supposed to do with that belt. You know, you need to be here. You need to be active, and you need to be a true champion. And if you can't be a true ladies' champion, then maybe you should give that belt to somebody else.
I think someone's being butthurt right now, Miss Hardcore Sis. You want me to put you to another table?
Hey, you and I can meet anytime you want for that belt. All we need is the okay of the BOD, and I'd be more than happy to take it off you.
Oh, I think you tried that night, and I kicked your ass so you couldn't move.
I held on for quite a while. In fact, you had
I
the only competition
you
had for a while in that match with me. And you only edged out. So don't worry. Hardcore Sis is close by, and that belt is not out of my hand, out of my grasp just yet.
I'll have to give it to you. You didn't run off like some little pussies like Allison Shay and Enchantress. You want to give Enchantress compliments? Yes, she held the belt for a long time. Yes, I had a match with her to get that belt before. And she fucked with my head then, and now she can't now. And guess who got the belt from her? Me.
You know, I do believe that you did have a match with her for that belt once before that you didn't show up for. And just for the sake of argument, let's watch our language, okay?
Yes, I didn't show up for that match. You can ask Enchantress why that didn't happen. I'm sure she probably won't tell you the truth now, but if she does come to her senses soon, she should actually come up and tell everyone the truth of what Enchantress did to me that night and why I did not show.
Okay, well, bottom line, you didn't show. Rather, it was her fault, your fault, whatever. But if it was her fault, why didn't you go to the BOD and have the match rescheduled? Why did you just let it go?
Because when someone goes to the BOD, they hardly do anything. Unless it's on their side.
So you're basically saying that the BOD is ineffective?
Yes.
I'd be a little careful if I were you, Miss Katana, because I happen to know that the BOD not only listens, but a very prestigious member of the BOD is actually one of the producers of this show. So I'd be real careful if I were you.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, do we need to ask him to step out here? I'd be more than happy to ask him.
Go ahead. Let's see if he actually gets on here.
Oh, my God. Nightmare, would you like to send a message to him for me?
Hold on 1 second.
To Nightmare, what do you think about this?
Well, first of all, congratulations, Katana, for winning the championship. And how does it feel to actually win your first title here in the FWWC?
It feels good, especially since I went up against every single woman in the champ in the division, and I basically won the belt against all of them. I took down all of them. Yes, Hardcore Sis, she gave up a really good match that night. Still took her down through a table and pinned her.
I see.
Also,
now,
the BOD, they stick up for me, but they never actually really come on here and give me a chance on the talk, on the broadcast.
Well, that's really not what this broadcast is for. This broadcast is for the FWWC and for recapping what happens at SmackDown Raw challenges and in the event of pay-per-views. It is to recap the pay-per-views. It's a chance for the stars of the FWWC to call in and say what's on their mind. This is really not a BOD going to correct you night kind of thing, because that's not something that should be done in public.
They don't
should
need
be done
to correct me. They need to correct you. You want to run your mouth and everything, and I think they've already corrected you about that, too.
Actually, they haven't said anything to me about the way I do this broadcast, except that I'm doing a pretty good job. I'm not the one that goes on the air and says the BOD is ineffective and they don't do anything. You're the one who said that.
Yes, Whenever I told everyone what happened that night, something should have happened to Enchantress. Something should have happened. I should have got my rematch. If she wants to fuck with people's heads, then I'm going to fuck with hers.
Okay, you know what? You have been warned once about your language. We do have children who listen to the replay of this broadcast. And if you can't watch your language, then I'm going to have to ask intern Jimmy to cut you off.
Oh,
really? I'm scared.
Katana,
oh, my goodness.
Katana,
is there anything
nice
else that
you
wanted? Is there anything else that you wanted to let everybody in the FWWC know before we let you go?
Yes, tell El Manta to get back to me.
All right, I will definitely do that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Katana. Whew. I got a little bit heated there, hardcore sis.
Oh, you know, I tell you, some people who are part-timers come in here and try to talk ego and try to be big and bad and want to trash the BOD and want to trash those of us who bust our ass in this group, excuse me, bust our ass in this group on a constant basis. And then no matter how many times you try to tell them that they can't do something, they shouldn't do something, they just push that line and they keep pushing and keep pushing. You know, I do not want to be her when her message gets to El Mata. I'm sure he's going to address her and it's not going to be pretty. So thank God I'm not her.
But absolutely.
Let's move on to another match. See here. I believe the next match that we need to talk about would be a Blue Brand match, and that would be the Legends title match between BBK and Kronos, the Titan of Time. Now, Kronos and BBK actually tied in that match. You know, those are two really great competitors, you know, BBK and Kronos, and both, I think, are going to go down as real legends in this group. Did you by chance catch any of that match?
I did. That was a very, very, very good match. It was a back and forth match. You know, you didn't know if BBK was going to win. You didn't know if Kronos was going to win. And if I'm not correct, they ended up tying. And I'm pretty sure that at some point they will be facing each other again to break that tie.
Yes, and that, you know, the rematch is going to be incredible. And I personally cannot wait to see that. You know, I just, that's just a match that is absolutely, you know, going to be off the chain and off the hook. At this time, though, I do want to say again, and I know you're here, so I'm hoping you'll help me out here. I'd like to throw a shout-out and a thank-out to you and Renee for the WrestleTalk podcast and, you know, the great help you guys are to us. You know, I know that this week coming up, Thursday night, 7 p.m. Central, you guys have Jim Roberts. Of the Proving Ground Pro. Is this a match you're actually, I mean, is this an interview you're actually looking forward to?
Yes, absolutely. I believe we've had him on the show a couple times, and it is always a pleasure talking to Jim Roberts from Proving Ground Pro. And then if that's not enough, we also have Michael Black from ATCW, which is Atlantic Taylor Championship Wrestling, which is like literally right down the road from my house. It's a promotion that I referee from time to time. So it's a promotion that I know, you know, quite a bit about. He's going to be coming on talking about his role as the promoter of ATCW and, you know, what they've got going on.
Yeah, and your 200th episode is right around the corner. And there's going to be some huge guests that are going to be there. And FWWC, don't forget that every Thursday night at 8 o'clock, for about 20 minutes, we are given the opportunity to call in and talk about the FWWC and the greatest fantasy wrestling group of all time. And so that is all happening Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central with Joe and Renee on the WrestleTalk podcast. So, Nightmare Jones, I know that you are kind of busy there behind the scenes, and I believe I just heard that, I believe my broadcast partner has arrived.
Hardcore sis, you know what? What would you do without me?
You know, Marcus, I was just saying the same thing. I can't imagine how this show ever runs without you.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just telling you that. You know what? I'm gonna try and be nice. I'm gonna try and be nice tonight. Hey, Nightmare Jones, I appreciate you holding it down for me. It's time for the man with the master plan.
So Marcus, what kept you away so long?
See, you always got to be in my business. I'm telling you.
Part of your business is being here with us, so we just want to know what was more important than we are.
Well, more important than you. Okay. Well, if you have to know, I was in a very important meeting with El Mata, and I had the pleasure of talking to one of La Familia's newest recruits. So I was getting to know this person and, you know, just discussing business and everything else. And then here I am. I had to get back so I can help finish the show, but business has to get taken care of.
Well, you know, so far, in case you haven't been listening, you know, we had Big T come on and he talked about, you know, some of what happened last night, the misunderstanding and why he was taken off the card last night. And then we were graced by the presence of Miss Katana.
I wouldn't exactly it great. I would call it disgraceful. That's how I would describe that.
Yeah, you know, I guess you heard her nasty remarks about your boss, El Mata.
You know what? I'm not even worried about it because I don't have to say, hey, El Mata, guess what she said? He'll hear. I'm sure he's listening now, and he will take care of whatever's going on when the time comes around. So I'm not worried about that. He'll handle business how it should be handled.
Well, you're right. Now, you said that you were in a meeting with the newest member of La Familia. So you going to give us any hints? Do you want to tell us who it is? And who is going to be joining?
All right. I'll give you one hint. That's all I'm going to give you, okay?
Okay.
The one hint is this person is better than you. There you go.
That doesn't leave a whole lot of people.
I don't know. It can. There's much to be imagined about that, but there's your clue. There's your hint. You work with that.
Well, can't you at least tell us if they're red brand, blue brand?
No, I'm not telling you nothing. Well, I'm going to tell you what goes on in the family business. I'm not going to tell you what's going on. Come on, it's sacrilegious. You'll find out when it's time.
Oh, Marcus. It's just you and me. You can tell me. I won't tell
nobody. You know better than that. You know better than that. I don't trust nobody. Not even my own co-host.
Oh, come on, Marcus. Why not?
You know what? Enough about this, trying to get into my business. Why don't we get to some callers? We got plenty of callers on the line on hold. Let's get some people on the line because Marcus Mayhem has a lot to talk about.
Okay, great. Well, you know, we've been covering both Monday and Tuesday night matches, and I believe that for Monday night, we still have to talk about the match between Daniel Grimm and Tank. And Daniel Grimm came out ahead in that match. He beat Tank. And I do believe we have him on the line, so we should bring him on here shortly. But did you by chance catch that match at all?
Well, of course I do. I always pay attention to these matches because, you know, one of these days, one of them is going to be coming after me, especially Tank, you know, and I keep saying, just like Jack Hazard, Daniel Grimm is another person that people sleep on and kind of just underestimate. And once again, he shows why he's one of the up-and-coming stars in the FWWC. And I said, I put my stamp of approval. You have Mayhem's approval. This guy is legit. And he got a big win against a former Universal Champion. So that should raise his stock a little bit more. And surprisingly, Tank was a little, I guess, giving him props. You know, I'm not used to Tank doing that all the time. So I don't know. Go Tank.
Well, I do understand that we have Daniel Grimm on the line, and I think someone said that Jack Hazard is on the line with him. Now, you two gentlemen are welcome to come on, but let's try not to have the same kind of blow-up we had last night. Let's just try to be nice to one another tonight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Oh, we are glad to be here.
You know they came to talk to me, right, Hardcore Sis?
Well, when they first called in, you weren't here.
Well, they had to talk to somebody.
Yeah, we're kind of happy that he is there now, though.
See?
Oh, well, go right ahead, folks. Just talk away.
How you doing, Marcus?
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the show. I got to ask you guys, you know, Jack Hazard, you know, after last night and everything mm-hmm. that's been going on, and you too, Daniel Grimm, you guys have been having some pretty high-stakes matches. You know, what's going on? I mean, you guys have been making it clutch when people doubt you guys, and you guys come through, prove people wrong. It's like you guys are the underdogs all the time. How do you feel about that?
I'm perfectly fine with it. If people want to keep on hating on us, I'll earn my spot. He's going to earn his spot. I mean, he already has. He's a fucking freaking champion.
Language, sir.
Now I'm earning my way up. As, you know, Curtis said, if you want to go for my title, you have to earn it. I passed Tank. I beat the crap out of Damien.
True.
And, you know, me and Hazard together, like, if everybody wants to think of us as underdogs, if we come in the clutch solo, imagine what we're going to do together. Heel mayhem, you know, eyes on you.
Definitely. Now, let me ask you a quick question there. Do we have Jack Hazard on the phone too?
Oh, he is right here.
Yes, you do.
Okay. You know, Jack, a few moments ago, Big T, the Paisan, was on, and he actually said that he was coming for your title and to shut you up. How do you respond to him?
I mean, yeah, that's all fine and dandy. But when's the last time anyone really earned anything around here? I mean, I faced Funky Flex for the number one contendership to the European title, but it just seems like anyone nowadays can just talk to the BOD and get themselves a title match. I mean, Big T, what's the most relevant thing he's done lately? He's back-talked the BOD, and he got kicked out for the night. He got removed from his match, and now he wants to come on here. Hi, I'm Big T, and I want to be European champion. That's great. Go and earn it. He hasn't earned it yet. But you're not earning things. If anyone knows anyone a women's title match, I'm pretty sure it's Enchantress. As much as we don't really see eye to eye to SOF, the fact that you come on the podcast, well, I'm just going to talk to the BOD and I'm going to get myself a women's title match. It's not how it works around here. You earn things. You earn every shot you get. And so far,
well, you know, unless you're going to go for the women's title match, I don't really think you have anything to say about it. So, you know, maybe you need to get out of that.
Don't interrupt me.
But
don't interrupt me.
Mr.
You
Mr. Hazard, no, I actually can interrupt you. This is
your two matches.
Why don't you kiss my grit? Anyway, as I was saying, then we have another person on the phone who actually wants to talk with you, Mr. Hazard. And I believe Tank Westbrook is standing by to talk with you. Tank, are you there?
I'm here.
He's everywhere.
What's up, buddy? Tank, you wanted to talk to Jack Hazard. Well, there he is. Help yourself.
I don't want to talk to Jack Hazard. I have nowhere to talk to Jack Hazard right now. He's not on my radar. But I want to talk to Daniel Grimm.
Oh.
Daniel Grimm. Okay, Mr. Grimm, are you still here?
Oh, I never left. It's my phone.
How you doing, Mr. Grimm?
Oh, I'm swell. How about you, Mr. Westbrook?
I'm doing good myself. Hey, you know,
you kept saying that, you know, you were going to stage one and you were going to take me out, which you did. You're going to stage two, and that stage two was, of course, Damien. Like Marcus Mayhem just said, he hardly ever sees Tank being nice to people, because sometimes I can't see eye to eye with a lot of people. I want to give you mad props. What you've done and what you're doing, you're going to go very far, Mr. Grimm. Keep up the hard work, and you'll get far in this company.
Well, I appreciate that very much.
Interesting. That's not what I expect to happen. Oof. Well, this is awkward.
What did you expect to happen?
I expected Tank, I don't know, to go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and start, you know, going after Daniel Grimm, but maybe he's turned a new leaf. Maybe he's not what everyone thinks he is.
I think I know where Tank is coming from, because him and I, yeah, we may not always see eye to eye, but there is one thing that we will bond over, and it's the fact that people want to be inconsistent around here, keep on getting second chances, but yet they go and do the same thing when they come back. They'll come back for a match, and then they're gone. And we're sick
Preach.
Of it. We're sick of all these people that think you can just beg and plead for a match, not get it, take a hiatus, come back and say, I'm back. Like, we didn't even know where you were at first.
So you guys are kind of tired of the, you know, the part-timers, the, you know, the ones who put in the least amount of work but want the most out of the FWWC, correct?
Exactly.
Correct.
We're sick of the people that they'll show up, they'll cut one promo, and then that's it. Or, hell, we're sick of, you know, people that won't even cut a promo. But yet they want to sit there and say they're being consistent. Like, okay, you're in a match and everything, that's great, but you have nothing to say.
No, I understand. You got these part-timers who think they're entitled or whatnot, and they come in and they take the space, they take the opportunities from those who've put in the work day in, day out, week in, week out with promos, and, you know, the part-timers are pretty much just hogging up all the space.
100%
yeah.
Accurate.
I mean,
well, of course, Mayhem's always 100% accurate.
We're always talking about this as a family. Yes, WWC is a family. And a lot of times, part-timers want to come in here and they want to act like the in-laws. They'll come around for every once in a while and think people will love them for what they do, but we don't. We want you to earn your stripes. We want you to come in here and earn what you have. Daniel Grimm here, he got added to Red Brand before even doing anything, and people doubted him. Look at him now. He's had a match near every single day that he can have a match. That is what we are looking for in free agents here. Not these people that want to come in and say, well, I'm the top free agent. I'm the top person in this free agent pool, and I deserve matches. I deserve to be on a certain brand. No more. No more with him. We
Who
want you
died
to earn
and made
the-
y'all the free agency police?
Nobody. We're sharing
Since
opinions.
When did
like
the two
of
you,
of
you know, the only person who has the
Bless
right
your heart.
To say what is and isn't going to happen is in this group is the BOD. They're the only
we
ones allowed
said,
to say this ain't going to happen and that ain't going
to
happen.
We are giving our opinion saying people that don't want to put in work should not be given work.
And I agree with you on that. Those who don't want to do it, part-timers who come in here and take a match or two and then take off for a couple of weeks. But guess what? Unfortunately, one of them is a woman's champ right now. But, hey, that's okay. You know, but then you come on here and like a minute ago you tell me I haven't earned a women's title shot. You have no clue about the women's title shot. Oh, what hardcore sis has done since she's been here. I've been here longer than both of you, and I have worked my ass off in this group. And let me tell
you
I'm not talking to you, Tank. I'm talking to the other two, okay? they come on here and they talk both last night and now tonight. They want to come on here and tell me that I had no right telling Katana that I was going to talk to the BOD and get a match with her. You know what? I've worked my tail off in this group, and I have done damn good in the time I've been here. So don't stand here and tell me what I deserve and what I – you, Mr. Graham, have never held a title as of yet. So
I have.
You have nothing to say about it. And as for you, Mr. Hazard, you lucked
yes.
into yours. So
how?
Until you have held it
have
as long as
title.
Others have held it, then you can't stand here and tell me.
I beat Enchantress for that title. I beat Funky Flex for that title. And as I know, I walked out of Universe Mania with that title. And unlike you, I'm going on to the next pay-per-view to defend it. So before you want to say I lucked into anything, you lucked into the Hardcore Championship. And now Curtis Black is a two-time Hardcore Champion. He's a better champion than you will ever be.
That is strictly your opinion.
He has a point.
Geez, this is like the first time in a long time since Mayhem has been in the background. This is kind of odd even for me. We still love you, Marcus.
Seriously.
You're still the best host of the FWC Tonight podcast.
Well, we know this is true, but geez, I mean, the heat these past couple of days is, man, this is the passion I'm talking about. I love it, but it's good having you guys on, but we've got... We still got things we need to get into. We got other callers on hold. But thank you, three, for getting on, expressing your opinion. I'm sure a lot of the wrestlers in the backstage kind of feel your, you know, frustration with part-timers, you know, taking all that stuff. But, Tank, why don't you finish up what you were saying?
You know, I can't stand the part-timers. What we're trying to bring on is the passion, the fire that we have for this business. If you can't do that, then get out the door. And don't let the door hit you where the guy gave that crack at you. But, you know, to my other two competitors for this upcoming Monday, be ready because Tank is going to be there and I'm bringing the fire.
Tank says he's going to be there to bring the fire, but... Where are the Ghostbusters to find the other two, Danny Lane and Professor Crippel? Where are they at? I mean, you're bringing the fire. You should bring the Ghostbusters with you to find the other two because they've disappeared.
That's none of my business. I can't control them. I just tell them how I feel. I've been lightning to their asses too.
I mean, but you guys are supposed to be, you know, Tank, Crippel, you know, merge over the Lane or something. You know, what happened?
Danny Lane is taking some time off. He has some family issues, so he's taking a break from now. Professor Capel, like I said, I've been lightning to his rear end to get back on the camera, but I don't see a very good future with these guys.
Yeah, I'm sure Capel would want to get back on the camera.
You always have carried that team. Thank you.
What's
always
that?
Have carried that team anyway, so.
Yeah, after that beating El Mata gave Crippel, I'm sure he wasn't want to get back on camera with that face, I'm telling you.
Probably not.
All right, Tank. Well, as always, it's good having you on. You're more reserved than normal, so we'll take that.
You all have a great night.
All right.
Okay, well, that was interesting. So, I know we have a few more callers on the line, but we also have a couple more matches we need to discuss. And, you know, one of those matches, let's see, I believe we're on the Blue Brand now. Okay. The one Blue Brand match from Monday that we have left is one that I know you, Marcus, have quite a lot you want to say about. It is the match between my brother, Hardcore Haas, and The Future. And The Future did win his title. He won the U.S. title. So, go ahead, Marcus. I know there's stuff that you want to say.
Hardcore says Future did not win the United States Championship. What Future did was he won the chance to hand over the United States Championship to Marcus Mayhem once he decided to run his mouth and decide he wants to put up his title, not even 24 hours after he got it, against me. It's
well,
just,
actually, now, Marcus, the way I remember it, he actually came on and you asked him what he wanted to do next, and he said he wanted to take you on. And at that point, you more or less made it clear to him the only way he was going to get a match with you was to put up that title. You kind of goaded him into it. You know, you kind
no.
of pushed it.
He could have said no. He a grown man. I ain't got a baby him. He could have said no.
But if he
to.
Said no, you wouldn't have wrestled him because that's just how you are.
Yeah, we work on my terms, okay? I'm the veteran here. I'm the more decorated wrestler in the FWWC. So it's either my way or the highway, and Future knows this. That's why he's going to be playing under my rules. He's going to be playing my game. And so far, it's going according to plan.
Whose plan? Yours or his?
This is my plan. See, I know he wants this match just so if he has some kind of miracle and beats me, he can just say, hey, I beat the great Marcus Mayhem. Now everyone has to respect me now. People have to look at me now. No, that's not how it works. You have way more to lose than to gain. You see, I have nothing to lose. I've already put my stamp in the FWWC. He still is trying to make a name for himself. So he has the most to lose.
And beating you would definitely help him do that.
Like I said, he has the most to lose. He loses that title. He goes back into obscurity, back to the bottom where he belongs. And all I'm going to do is put another notch on my mantle of championships that I've won in the FWWC and further inch up towards the Mount Rushmore of the FWWC.
And what if he wins?
If he wins, he wins. It ain't going to hurt my feelings.
I don't know. That could be quite an ego blow to you.
Not really. Marcus Mayhem don't have ego problems. I already know where I stand in this company, so I'm not even sweating it.
All righty. Well, I will be definitely interested to see you put your money where your mouth is. But let's move on to another Red Brand match. The last Red Brand match that I... Well, it's actually a brand match, and you would know very much about this match. It is the match between Saviors of Funk and Heel Mayhem, which I believe you guys took that match. You guys won, and you are now the unified tag team champions.
You believe we won? No, you should know that we won. We've been saying
yes,
this from,
you won.
From day one. I'm telling you, me and Heel Deal, we've been saying it from day one. El Monte has been saying it from day one when this match was put together that we are the seasoned veterans. We have the most experience. We was going to win this match. Yes, it went to a draw at Universe Mania 4, but we settled the score this past Monday. And we prove why we're the best tag team in the FWWC and one of the best, if not the best, who have ever done it in the FWWC. So now, as unified champs, me and Heel Deal, everyone has to look up to us. And that's how it's going to be.
Okay. Well, then let's move into the rest of tonight's matches. Tonight we also found... I believe the Luchador versus the Fallen. It was a Prove Your Worth match. Now, Fallen took on Luchador, and Luchador, of course, being the veteran of the group, he actually did win that match. But, you know, in the past year recently, I know Luchador... seems to have rubbed the Las Vegas the wrong way. He seems to have aggravated you guys just a bit. What's going on with that?
Aggravated? What makes you think that?
Well, I mean, since losing his title to Julius Tyro, I do understand that, you know, he's kind of, you know, wasn't very, how do you put it, respectful to Julius Tyro.
You know what? I mean, a luchador should know better. He's been in the game long enough to not be getting over salty, get so salty over losing a title. I mean, come on. A man of his stature and longevity in FWWC, he should conduct himself in that manner.
Okay. And, you know, like I said, tonight he took on Fallen, and he beat Fallen. Now, you know, personally, you know, I've been listening in the backstage to Fallen. Fallen is kind of learning things here. She seems to be trying to learn, and she asks a lot of questions, and she's trying to learn everything she can. She's kind of like a sponge, you know. She soaks up anything and everything you can tell her. If you were going to give her any advice for succeeding here, what would your advice to her be?
Fallen, if you're listening, here's some advice I would give you. One, do not try and form some kind of group or stable, and you're not, you know, situated in the group. That's a mistake a lot of people do when they first get into the FWWC. They want to try and band people together, make groups, make factions or whatever, and then they fall on their faces a la the Dark Horses. I mean, you don't do that. It's good to establish yourself as a singles competitor and then maybe look into it, because if you just wake up one morning and say, hey, I want to join a group or start a group, and you're not established, you're going to fail. Look at all the other groups in the past who have tried to come together, and also some of them were dumb enough to challenge La Familia and think that, hey, screw La Familia, we're going to go after them. Look what happened to them. They're irrelevant and in non-existence right now. So
case in point, Luchador, you know, he was part of the Death Squad, Hardcore Lucha Crew, and the Dark Horses, and it seems like, you know, La Familia destroyed them all.
Yeah, so stay away from anything El Luchador touches. Stay away from him. That's the last piece of advice. Stay away from it, because everything he touches dies, just like Battle Cat. Everything he touches dies. So stay away from him. But Hardcore Sis, I know we're getting into matches, but I know we have Douglas James, who's been itching to get on the line and voice his thoughts. Can we get him on?
Sure. Let's bring him on. Douglas James, how are you tonight?
Hey, guys. Hardcore Sis, Marcus Mayhem, my favorite two hosts of all time, I guess. How's it going tonight?
I can't stand you.
I can't stand you either, Marcus.
But he's trying to be nice.
Yeah, I am trying to be nice. Hey, and I got a quick message from Damien just a little while ago, and Damien said that he's very sorry he can't call in tonight, but he did have a message, and the message is, I'm Pickle Rick. Don't know what that means, but there you go.
What? Hold on, say that again.
I'm Pickle Rick.
Here's a little message. Damien, if you're listening or if you ever listen to this, do not relay messages to Douglas James, because either Douglas James can't read or you just don't make sense, period. So those are one or the other. Just don't do that again for future reference.
Yeah, just send it to me or Marcus directly if you have a message.
I'm weak.
Oh, boy. Well, Douglas James, you know, we talked yesterday briefly for a little bit, and I got to ask you, you know, you and Battle Cat and, you know, all this other mess, I mean, tell the FWWC universe what's going on with all that.
Can you repeat that? I apologize.
You know, Douglas James, you know, with, you know, this whole mess with you and Battle Cat and some of the other wrestlers in the FWWC, it seems that you're starting to gain a little heat. You know, you're looked at as kind of this annoying guy who just doesn't go away.
You know, if that's my reputation here, that's fine. Like I said last night, I mean, I'm here to make friends, but if I make a few enemies along the way, I'm not upset. So, about Battle Cat. Tonight, I faced Battle Cat in the ring. And, of course, just like every time I wrestle Battle Cat, Battle Cat won. I'm not afraid to say that in a one-on-one match, Battle Cat has my number. But you know, one of these days, we're going to have a one-on-one match, and I'm going to pop a win off on him, and I'm going to be stoked because Battle Cat is somebody since day one I have not been able to beat. So the day that does happen, it's going to be awesome. But next week, we have the triple threat match, myself, Big T, and Tank Westbrook. And I'm really looking forward to that because, as you guys know, the winner of that gets to compete for a mid-card championship. And I've made it clear, you know, which championship I'm looking to go after. But I noticed somebody tonight, somebody during their match really stuck out to me. I was wondering if they would like to face me next Tuesday during the SmackDown Live Challenge. And this person has also been catching quite a bit of heat lately. And from the way I see it, their heat is for no apparent reason. Because they are somebody that when they are here, they work their tail off, they cut promos, and they do a good job. So, Damien, I'm looking at you. Damien, next Tuesday night, I hope you're listening. I want to face you one-on-one. No hard feelings. No, you know, hard banter back and forth. No name-calling, anything like that. Just a good old-fashioned fight. I want to see who the better man is. Damien, do you accept my challenge?
Wow. Wow, Douglas James, so you're going to issue a challenge to Damien. I think the key word there was something you said was when he's here. You know, I like Damien. He's a good kid, but, you know, he's not consistent, and he needs to be consistent. And if he were to be consistent, he would be tough to beat because he really is good at what he does when he's here. But again, the key word, when he's here.
My goal is to build that consistency into him. And if I call him out for a match, he's going to know that, hey, he's a big player here. Now he's not calling people out. People are calling him out. And I'm hoping that this lights a fire under his tush, you know, because he deserves to be here. He needs to be here. This is Damien's playing ground. And people write him off as a joke. Damien's not a joke. And he's going to show that next Tuesday if he accepts my challenge.
Okay.
Man, I see you're trying to advocate for Damien. I think a lot of people mess with him because, I don't know, maybe they want to use him as an example for someone who just, you know, doesn't show up as much as they need to. I don't know. I've never really met the kid that much. I don't have no problem with him. You know, hopefully he gets it together. Maybe a fight against you will, you know, boost him up or something. But I don't know, Douglas James. I think there's bigger fish that you need to fry. I think you need to set your sights a little bit higher.
I'm planning on frying those bigger fish in that triple threat match on Monday night.
So out of the other two, who do you fear the most? Who's going to be your biggest challenge, Big T or Tank?
You know, Tank is a very accomplished competitor here in the FWWC. He's held many championships, and he's somebody who within the next few months or maybe even you know, year is going to be of legendary status here in the FWWC. He's been around a while, and he's done a lot while he's been here. But, you know, I'm not a big fan of his snarky little comments that he makes in the backstage area. You know, he fights a big fight, but he also talks a lot, and he runs his mouth a lot. And that's not something I appreciate really about Tank. And Tank, if you want him to be gone, all you have to do is say something. Now, Big T, he's somebody I've competed with before. So it's going to be good to get back in the ring with him. So out of those two, I don't fear either one of them. So it's going to be a highly contested match, and I'm looking forward to the outcome, hopefully with me on top. And then Jack Hazard or Curtis Black or any mid-card champion on the blue brand, cough, cough, Marcus Mayhem, if you were to win back your U.S. championship, you're all on notice, as Big T would say.
The only thing I noticed is that Battle Cat keeps kicking your butt.
And you know what's funny is that we do have Battle Cat on the line. So maybe we should bring Battle Cat on and let the two of you kind of hash it out. What do you think there, Douglas?
All right. That sounds great.
Battle Cat, are you around?
Yes, I'm here. You know, I got to keep it PG because we got a lot of junior ears listening, and I don't want to pick them up. I don't want them to pick up no, you know, bad language. I don't want their parents blaming me for something. So I'm going to keep it PG, I promise. Okay? That's the first thing. Anyway, what's up? What's up, Douglas?
Well, you know, Battle Cat, we were just sitting here talking with Douglas James, and he seems to think that his biggest competition.
You see what I did to him? Oh, my God. Douglas is still alive. Oh, my. He didn't go to the hospital.
Yeah, you gave me quite the headache. Oh.
Everybody give him a round of applause. Douglas didn't go to the hospital.
Hey, I just wanted to know, Battle Cat, did he bury you alive?
What? No, I didn't. No. I didn't think that was relevant to do that. I mean, I didn't want to waste my time digging a 6-foot hole for Douglas James. I mean, he can dig his own hole. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to do it for him.
Nah, man, I buried Jack Hazard alive. I beat him twice, actually. Just in case anybody was wondering, I beat Jack Hazard twice.
But like I said, after the match, like I told Curtis Black, I don't need light tubes to whoop his behind. I just did that to show him that I can get on the level, on his level when it comes to him using light tubes. So, of course, I smashed one across Douglas Green's face. And did that ever feel good? That felt great. You know? I would have did it again, but I only had one light tube left, and I had to make a statement, so I saved that one. Douglas, you're lucky I didn't have three. Otherwise, you would have had two going across the face, not one.
Yeah, I think you need to stay out of the catnip, bro. I think you're
And since I heard you whining earlier, since I heard you whining about you still haven't beat me yet and seeing that you booked yourself the next week, well, how about the week after? I'll give you one more shot. You want that? You get it.
I don't know, bro. My calendar doesn't go that far in advance. I only go off like a week calendar. So,
Douglas James, I know what's going on. This is Battle Cat we're talking about. This is a tactic that's tried and true. I know exactly what he's up to. You see, this is what's going to happen because he knows that you can't beat him. And for some reason, I don't know why, because everybody in the Imama beats Battle Cat, but you can't beat him. If he wins the number one contendership, hold on. If Douglas James wins the number one contendership, Battle Cat's going to come after you, and he's going to make you put up your title shot.
Talk about
Battle Cat, that's what you're
going to
do.
Oh,
hey, guys, let's talk one at a time.
I know what's going on. I see this. I see it happening. That's why he's going to fight you again. He's going to want you to put up that number one contendership.
No, Mayhem. See, if you were smart, you would know. To Douglas James, this is about redemption. Because like he said, he hasn't beaten me yet, and he wants to, okay? So I'm giving him another shot. This ain't about nothing else. But seeing that you baited Future for a title shot, when you talk all this crap all before, talking about the pot calling the kettle black, huh?
You just mad that I can do what you can't do. You couldn't get me to do it.
No. Let's talk about baiting a champion, since that's what you that was your favorite subject back in the day, right? Remember that whole thing with your little booty partner Robert? Remember all of that?
But come on, it only took me one try to get Future to put up his title. You bugged people for like weeks and weeks and weeks. It only took me a few minutes to do it. That just shows how much better I am than you also.
Yeah. Only reason you better because you got some weak-ass competition on the blue brand. We all know that. Come on. You ain't fooling nobody.
Well, listen, guys. It was good having you both on, but we have our special guests that we want to get on also and some other things to get through real quick. So we're going to have to let you both go, but thank you both for calling. Hardcore Sis, you have anything to say?
Just that we have two more matches to get through, and then, we do have another caller on the line. And I believe we have some awards we need to give out as well. And we need to be wrapping this up pretty soon, so... Thanks, guys, for calling in. Thanks for all the callers tonight. And the one on hold, please be patient. We're going to get to you in just a minute. But before we do that, let's go ahead and let's talk for just a minute about our last two matches. The first of them being the one between Heel Deal and Allison Shea. It was a champion versus champion, and it ended in a tie. You know, both of these folks ended in a tie. And if I'm not mistaken, are not both of them double champions?
Yes, Heel Deal is our Warrior's Heart champion and one half of the Unified Heavyweight Tag Team champions. And Allison Shea is our FWWC Heavyweight champion and our Intercontinental champion.
Yeah, wow. So that was an awesome match to see two double champions go at each other, and it ended in a tie. I mean, that just goes to show how great both of them are as competitors. And personally, they're both on blue, so I'm a red brand person, but I will give props to both of them. You know, they both have captured two titles each and tied in a match together. So it's really an incredible thing to see. And, of course, he's going to be
you
your partner.
That.
So. Okay, well, and then the last match, which is on the red team, of course, was my match against Curtis Black. Curtis Black is the one holding the current hardcore title. And tonight, him and I just had a non-title match, and he did take that match. Congratulations on your win there, Curtis. So, we have a great amount of respect going between, or at least I have a great deal of respect for you, Curtis, but I still believe that you need to keep that title warm because I am coming back for it eventually. And so there is that. Real quick, though, I would also like to say, one more time, I would like to remind everyone that at 7 o'clock every Thursday, Joe and Renee do the WrestleTalk podcast. And this coming week, they have Jim Roberts of Proving Ground Pro at 7:30. And then at 8:30, Mike Black of Atlantic Terror Championship Wrestling. At 8 o'clock, they will be doing their FWWC Smart, where we get to come on and do what we do and talk about the greatest fantasy wrestling team ever. And their 200th episode is around the corner, and they have some huge guests that are going to be expected at that 200th episode. So be sure you're listening. Be sure you're watching. Show them much love as they show us here and are the reason why we get to do the FWWC tonight. Now, Marcus, we've gotten through our matches. What do you say real quick here? We do an award or two, and then we can talk to a caller. It looks like our one caller that we had online hung up, so it looks like we have two more people to talk with. Let's go ahead, and I am going to let you do the honors. Let's see. Which one did you want to give away first here?
Let's do our milk carton. Or let's do role play.
Okay. Right. We'll do the role play.
Right. The role play award goes to me. No, I'm just joking. It's not just me. It was the unified tag team match that happened this Monday on Raw between Heel Mayhem with El Mata in our corner versus the Saviors of Funk with Saint, Funky Flex, and Curtis Black. And I'm telling you, we put on a show. I mean, it was a TLC match, so there was plenty of chairs and ladders, and it was a lot of carnage. It was a lot of smoking going on, you know, El Mata just being cool and collected. I mean, it was one hell of a match.
Yeah, and I did see El Mata out there. You know, he was right there ringside rooting you boys on, so, you know, that was kind of cool.
So of course, there's nothing more to say. I mean, Heel Mayhem, El Mata, enough said.
Definitely. And so, you know, we also have a promo of the week that we need to give away, and intern Jimmy. Well, you know, we were watching a lot of promos in the last couple weeks, and one of them stood out to us probably a little more than a few others, and we would like to congratulate this week Julius Cairo for his role play of the week. I'm sorry, his promo of the week. Now,
no.
I do know he's one of your brethren. What did you think of his promo there, Marcus?
Nothing short of amazing. I mean, when Julius Cairo really means it, I mean, he puts on some of the best promos in the business. I mean, he puts his heart and his energy into them, and it really speaks volumes to the man he is. It's a very, very powerful message that he sends out, especially with Universe Mania 4 coming up. And he kept putting on promo after promo that was, I don't know, awe-inspiring, but also made people kind of tremble, because if you didn't know who this man was, he really made sure you knew who Julius Cairo was and what he meant.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have said it a million times, you know, he is an amazing person. You know, Julius, he's one of those guys that, you know, you're either a good friend of his or you are a bitter rival, a bitter enemy, and if you're not one or the other, you just better fear him, and you better respect him. It's just, it's one of those things. If you don't fear him out of respect, or respect him out of fear, you just, you don't know the man, and you might want to stay out of his path. So, I do believe we have one more caller that we are. Maybe it's two more calls, I'm not sure, but I know we do have one on the line. So I'd like to say welcome to Massacre, who is now back with us, and he is now on the free agency pool. Massacre, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Hardcore Sis, Mayhem, how are you two?
I'm great.
Massacre,
Mayhem, how about you?
Massacre. I'm a little beat up and a little bruised. Got a couple stitches because, you know, me and Corbin, we beat the hell out of each other last night in that Hell in a Cell. And I got to say, after all the shit talking I did and after all his stuff he said, I got a lot of respect for that man. He's still my brother, regardless of what he says. But as you said, I'm a free agent, baby. Red brand, blue brand. I'm going to tear both of you apart.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry,
oh,
I'm
okay. First,
enjoying my nice
like
little
my...
snack.
Oh, okay. Thought you might have hung up on us there for a second. So, you know, Massacre, how does it feel to be back in the FWWC?
Oh, it feels great. I mean, what do? First thing I do right out the bat, me and Corbin Slater, we fight in a street fight match, and obviously that comes to a no contest because Corbin can't beat me in that. So then they put me in a Hell in a Cell match, which I will let the record show. I've never won a Hell in a Cell match. Until last night against Corbin Slater. And, again, he's a guy who is really tough. You know, I faced him a couple times, and we've gone back and forth, and victories on both sides, losses on both sides. But I faced him in a Hell in a Cell before, and he beat me, but not when it mattered. Because looks like unless he can somehow get me in the pick'em, I don't work for him anymore. And, he might pick me up for a match here and there, whatever, but come on. We all know he wants to talk so much shit on me, but he is dying to have me back on Blue Brand.
I want you back on Blue Brand.
I mean,
well, I kind of like to have you on the Red Brand, but, you know.
I mean, Red Brand, Blue Brand, wherever I end up, that's fine. But, I mean, you know, right now, I don't care. But if I do get put back on Blue Brand, Marcus, you're not holding my title, so you're not in my line of sight.
Well, I'll be damned, Massacre. You hurt my feelings.
I mean, no, we're gonna fight. It's gonna happen.
It's what the fans want. This should have been going on for months now. I mean, it's been literally maybe over a year that the fans have been wanting Massacre Mayhem to just go at it, and it's just always something that happens that prevents that dream match. And one of these days, we're gonna have that match.
Yeah, like. We were supposed to fight over 6 months ago, and some stuff came up. And I understand personal stuff on both ends happened. It happened. Then our Legends title match, all of a sudden it became like a fatal five-way or some crap because Corbin Slater couldn't keep his nose out of everyone's business, so, you know, more people got in on it. So, you know what, you're right. There's a match in our future, and I don't think it's a Raw or like a Red Brand Challenger Blue Brand Challenge. We're pay-per-view guys. If me and you are going to be in the ring, it's got to be big.
A QM5.
We'll see what the future holds.
Yeah, that's a long way away. We want something sooner than that. I haven't told you guys how much I love tortilla chips. Like, no dip or anything. They're just the best.
Well, that's really wild. Well, Massacre, we thank you for calling in. And is there anything you would like to say to the FWWC before we have to let you go? Because we have another award to get to, and, you know, we got to wrap up our show here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, like I always say, FWWC, it's good to be back. It's great to be back. Blah, 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 whatever. Red Brand, Blue Brand. I'm here.
Okay. Well, thanks again for calling in. And, you know, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Marcus?
I'm still here.
Did you want to thank our caller for calling in?
I don't thank anybody. I'll thank Massacre when we have our match.
Always such a gloomy gust. I just don't know about you. You know, I tell you. Well, we have one more award to do, and, you know, Marcus, I'm actually looking forward to this one.
Oh, yeah.
So, enter Jimmy. You know, tonight's Milk Carton Award goes to someone who, well, let's just say that since UM4, they've not been around much, not doing any promos, not in the back chats, just not around until tonight when she reared her ugly little head. But it's all good. Our Milk Carton Award tonight goes to our current women's champion, Miss Kitana.
Oh, man, you know, Kitana, you know, everyone was surprised because she shocked the world when she won the women's title. But ever since then, it's been just a little here, a little there. It's not a lot going on. And as the face of the women's division, you know, you got to put yourself out there 24/7.
You know, I tell you, the women's title is a very prestigious title here. And, you know, Enchantress did, you know, like her, don't like her, whichever the case may be, Enchantress did do that belt proud. She represented it. She was out there with it. And whenever a challenge for it came along, even if she didn't feel you deserved it, she still gave it to you, you know. So she was a good champion. She really was. And now we have somebody who honestly doesn't care enough about their career as it is, but now they're going to take a very prestigious title and they're going to diminish it. And that, to me, is just not only embarrassing for the women's division, but I'm just very ashamed, very, very disappointed. You know, I mean, you know, yes, she beat all of us that night, but hey, even a blind squirrel gets a nut once in a while. So, you know, I'm just devastated that we have someone who is going to diminish this title. You know, Kitana, I really hope that you can give this prestige back to this title. I hope that you will apply yourself and be the kind of person holding this title that you should be. And if not, then maybe you should relinquish it now and let the rest of us go for it. Because you don't deserve it. You're not here enough. So you need to be active. Stay active. And also one other thing, Kitana, watch Trash Talk in the BOD. That's not going to help you at all, girl.
Well said.
Definitely. Well, you know, Marcus, I think that's bringing us to the end of our show. I believe we've taken care of everything we need to take care of. So any final thoughts before we leave?
All I'm going to say is I am honored to be, well, with me and Hildale being the first unified tag team champions in the FWWC, and also looking forward to once again being a double champion after Monday Night Raw once I beat Future for the United States Championship. Add another notch, move up another level, have some beers, and call it a night.
Well, good luck with that, Marcus. That's all I can say. I mean, you know, I really, you know, you talk about other competitors that people tend to underestimate. And, you know, as a former manager of the Hefty Boys and Future, I really think you might be underestimating them. But who knows? You very well could take that belt and just walk on out with it. So, you know, good luck with that, Marcus. I guess we'll have to see. I guess only time will tell, right? But, again, I would also like to thank, you know, for the final time tonight, I want to thank our Wrestle Talk podcast with Joe and Renee. They do sponsor us, and if it weren't for them, we wouldn't be here. They're trailblazers in the podcast world, and we just want to thank them for everything they do for us. And, again, don't forget to tune in this Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central when Jim Roberts of Proving Ground Pro and Mike Black of Atlantic Terror Championship Wrestling will be on, and the 20 minutes that the FWWC gets to talk about the greatest fantasy wrestling group. And don't forget their 200th episode is around the corner, and some huge guests are going to be there. So watch the podcast on Facebook, listen to it on the podcast channel, and share it with all your friends. Thanks again to Joe and Renee for all that they do for us here at the FWWC tonight. And we thank all of you for listening, all of our callers for calling in, and we hope you all have a great week. I just also want to say that, again, I will not be here next week. I have some personal business I need to be taken care of, and Nightmare Jones will be filling in for me, and I hope that you will all give him the same respect and love that you do me. Thanks again for everything. Bye-bye.
Deuces.